Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on.
Father God, good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit, and good morning, Tedline. I would like to ask you this morning. Now, we know not everybody has every demon. I don't expect everybody to get delivered, but I expect whoever needs this to be delivered, because you don't need to go around getting delivered for something that you don't have. All right? So we're in agreement with that. But I know that there's some people on here that need this, because I invited them to be on here this morning for this deliverance prayer. So get your paper towels, get your anointing oil, if I invited you to come on here for this prayer, you should have that. So I'm going to play one song while you get your paper towels, get your anointing oil. Ask the Lord, do you need some of this deliverance? If you don't, pray on here. Pray while you're listening and pray as you're helping for somebody else. Don't go getting holier than now thinking you all delivered if you have something in an area that you hear. Then just cough it on out. The only reason I ask you to cough, not because the coughing does anything other than helps to dislodge these demons and spirits that build nest-type spiritual structures in the body. And the actual, when I say ask you to cough, it just helps to dislodge that thing, and it helps me to get it up and out of you. So listen to the song as you prepare to get delivered. Get you some paper towels, some napkins. If you don't have anything else, get you some toilet tissue, because that's what they are, trash that's coming out. I'm going to be hitting the Babylonian spirits this morning. And if you don't have need of any deliverance, you might learn a little something. But praise God, they're being exposed this morning in the name of Jesus. And any spirits that they attach to, hanging on, have dug themselves in like the spiritual parasites that they are. Today is their day to get kicked out. Kicked out of what? Wherever they are. Wherever they're lodged in your soul or in your physical body. That's what we're doing deliverance on this morning. Your soul and your physical body. Praise God. Let's get ready for some deliverance this morning. I'm going to play this song one time. When the song ends, I'm going to just immediately, if I can find the song, that is, I'm going to immediately start the deliverance. I was going to play that Rocky music. But I'm not going to play the Rocky music. I'm going to play something that's going to rock even Rocky music this morning in the name of Jesus. Okay, get your paper towels ready. Oh, I guess it didn't even stick. I was trying to upload it this morning. It took me a little time. So I see I cut it off too quick. Sorry about that. Because I couldn't upload it. Wow. I cut it off before it fully loaded. Hate that. Let's see what this is right here. This might work.
Hey!
Praise God, it loaded up. That's the one I wanted. It loaded up just as I had hit that other button. Let's get ready for a deliverance this morning. Wherever you are, I'm going to click on somebody just because I want to see if I can hear you saying this. No other reason. It's acting a little bit strange, but that's okay. Probably because of the deliverance I'm getting ready to do. Let me get this up. Praise God, Father God. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor this morning in the name that is above every name. I call upon you now in that name, which is Jesus. And I thank you, Jesus, for the finished work of the cross and your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for the resurrection power, hallelujah, that you provided us with through your death in the person of God's Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that your deliverance makes us a new creation in you. Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God, virgin born and died and rose again. I believe in the Trinity, and there is no co-equal with the Trinity of the Father, the Son, and God's Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me if through any ignorance or stupidity or unwillfulness that I have sinned against you in any way, especially through any seeking of any kind of supernatural experience or information apart from you. I ask forgiveness for all my sins and the sins of my ancestors this morning who have done the same by disobeying your word. According to Deuteronomy 17, 2 through 5 and 18, 10 through 12, I renounce and destroy any and all occult contacts and involvement by myself, my family line on both sides. I ask you, Father God, for grace and mercy. I ask you to cleanse me right now. Hallelujah. In body, soul. I ask you, Lord God, that my soul and my body come under subjection to your Holy Spirit. I close any and every door I may have opened to any safe manifestation, any devilish manifestation, or any manifestation through contact with any evil human spirit. In the name of Jesus, I renounce all such contacts. In the name of Jesus, I renounce any and all psychic heredity I may have and command it to go right now out of me, out of my presence. In the name of Jesus, I break and destroy any demonic holes from either sides of my family line through any environmental captivity. I do renounce and forsake every psychic and occult exposure that I know about and those that I don't know about through transference. In the name of Jesus, I renounce every cult spirit that denies the blood of Jesus in his incarnation. I renounce every philosophy that denies the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. In your name, Jesus, I break and destroy every witchcraft and occult spirit. I bind it. You will not transfer. You will not draw strength from the heavenlies while I'm doing this deliverance. Things in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by Jesus' finished work on the cross and by his blood, and I command all you spirits, go right now. Right now. Prepare to go and come no more. In the name of Jesus, I destroy any self-inflicted curses. I destroy any and all negative, evil words, thoughts, actions, deeds, and effects sent to, projected at, or from any living human being that opposes the Lordship of Jesus Christ, that opposes his plan. And in the name of Jesus, Father God, I cover myself. I sprinkle and apply your blood, each person on the line. I ask you to expose all witches, wizards, and sorcerers on this line. I ask you to remove them in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, that you're doing that right now. Brothers and sisters, Babylonian spirits manifest, hear me, through sin. Sin that is enacted upon another person. Sin caused by supernatural means. The Bible also calls them transgressions. Babylonian spirits manifest and sin that causes an act from within a person that goes against the law, the rule, and the code of conduct of God. And they can operate with or without you having the knowledge of God. And they can operate through you if you have a knowledge of God and deny the power thereof. These Babylonian spirits manifest and can manifest through sin that is, and I use the word enacted because it is the best word that I can use to try to explain this to you. I'm explaining this because I'm going to do deliverance. But I say these Babylonian spirits manifest and operate through sin that is enacted upon another person, meaning your sin or transgressions, sin that has been used against you by another person can manifest and enact you to sin against another person by a supernatural means, also called transgression. So these Babylonian spirits can cause you to act from within. Any person that goes against the law, the rule, the code, and the conduct of God, with or without the knowledge of God, and those Babylonian spirits, because of that sin, can bring about offenses against the rule of God. Listen, through the spirits of whoredoms and iniquities that are rooted, you hear me, in the sins of the fathers. These Babylonian spirits can operate through you, yes, you, because of the sins of your fathers. And I'm not just talking about your father. I'm talking about through Babylonian heritage, because they're always there. They're always there, and they can operate through the manifestation of familiar spirits, unclean spirits, spirits of perversion. But these Babylonian spirits specialize. They specialize. They specialize in operating and causing to be enacted upon any person that goes against the law, the rule, and the code of conduct of God. And they manifest especially through spirits of whoredoms and thieves rooted in the sins of the fathers. Babylonian spirits can and do arrest the physical body. They do this by arresting, causing to shut down physical and soul growth and development, brothers and sisters, meaning sin that is enacted upon another person, sin that is caused by supernatural means, transgression, sin causing acts that go against the laws, the rules, and the codes of conduct of God, being done or played out by offenses, iniquities, and whoredoms rooted in the sins of your fathers. They can cause the physical body times to be slowed or stopped or stunted in its development and physical maturity? You're thinking, well, Erica, where can you prove this stuff? You ever heard of muscular dystrophy? The muscles are arrested. You ever heard of Down syndrome? The brain cells are arrested. You ever heard of Epstein-Barr virus? The bodily functions and the day-to-day skills are arrested. And I could go on and on because I got this. Price for this. Babylonian spirits can arrest your visual vision, and they can unloose spirits that cause auditory problems. They can, Babylonian spirits, unloose spirits that can stunt motor skills. And this is why the children today are having so many problems. You see, God, about this a long time ago, and I was getting symptoms. Well, at first, I guess I had to understand the symptoms to know how to do the deliverance. But today, I know the spirits, and I already know the symptoms. And God proved it last night by having a Jewish gentleman call me up for deliverance as I was praying for today. And I watched God deliver that man and heal that man over the telephone. I watched God deliver him from a fall, from an injury as a 4-year-old little boy. I watched God, I just listened and was obedient to God as God set that man free, showed that man some stuff in his business. And the only reason he got me on the phone is because I was answering the phone myself, which I do from time to time. And when he told me who gave him my personal number, because it was an emergency. Babylonian spirits, when they loose on the family line, can cause, I just use this because I have another word, so I'm not against nobody or none like that. Midgets, dwarves, and stunted growth. Talking about these Babylonian spirits. Now, I know God had a purpose in this, because I found out that these Babylonian spirits can block financial blessings. They work opposing. Just like during the Babylon, you're going to have to study Babylon in your own Bible. I don't have time to teach it to you. It would take me weeks. I'm going to tell you what they do and the spirits they unloose. They unloose spirits to block your budget. Never be able to form a budget and stick to it. They unloose covetousness. They unloose discouragement in the household. They unloose a fear of giving, which makes you stingy and you ain't gonna never be blessed. They unloose a spirit that causes you to be afraid of your future. They unloose financial ruin. And they also unloose greed and hardship, unloose spirits to cause you to lose jobs. And on the flip side of that, they can unloose spirits to make you be so generous because you're operating under a demonic spirit control that wants you broke, busted, and disgusted. So therefore, they can unloose spirits to cause you to spend foolishly, because these Babylonian spirits are very old. They can unloose spirits that make people steal stuff from you. They'll send one thief in. He steals something from you one way, and the spirit of theft be just manifesting. Well, Erica, you seem to think everything is a spirit. No, I don't. But I know spirits are real. God is a spirit. I know Satan is a spirit. I know demons are spirits. And I know you are one third spirit, brothers and sisters. I don't care whether you believe it or not. These spirits don't die. They do not die. Don't let nobody make a fool out of you. Where does it say they die? If they don't die, God even said that when Satan's time is up, he gonna send Michael. He gonna send an angel. We can cast the spirit out, all right, and we can contain it, but God is the one that can destroy it. These Babylonian spirits can cause your mind to be taken captive, or a mind, crime, and they loose spirits that can make your mind be taken captive to wrong and wrongdoing. These Babylonian spirits unloose spirits of improprieties, spirits of infractions. Brothers and sisters, spirits that cause you to error in your progress with God. Why? Because they're law-breaking spirits. They're fault-finding spirits. They are spirits of defiance and disobedience. These Babylonian spirits can cause you to have a shallow mind. I've been watching this stuff. I've been ministering to it for 30 years. Quite get the root of it. But it's all rooted in Babylonian history. These Babylonian spirits, when they unloose that spirit of a shallow mind, cause you to have ungodly discipline, cause you to be eternally ungrateful, and eternally on earth, that is, mad and angry and poor and broke. Because these Babylonian spirits can cause a person or persons to operate through unlearned behavior. God had me specifically say, who taught you this? Who taught you how to do that witchcraft? Who taught you how to be such a witch, such a schemer, such a manipulator? The response I heard was, I don't know where I learned it from. Well, the Lord showed me, when these Babylonian spirits are in operation, you come here learning stuff. I mean, you come here knowing stuff. And you put into practice. And you put into use evil, wicked, unlearned behavioral patterns because it is spirits operating through you, making you an unstable kid and an unstable tween, and then you become an unstable adult, causes people to babble. Babble vainlessly, causes you to have a propensity to worry, violence. And this is why this spirit sets about causing children's childhoods to be wasted. I'm talking about this Babylonian spirit this morning. Because it is a spirit, yes, brothers and sisters, chaos. It is a chaotic spirit. Its overall picture is chaos. I'm trying to break it down to you this morning and show you different segments. It operates like a whirlwind, and it opposes itself. Meaning, it can have the person or persons operating on an outward a manifestation of security and having an inward manifestation of starvation, withdrawal, and a deeply, deeply wounded spirit. These Babylonian spirits operate. They set up. They feed disunity. And look, they feed our failure. They feed our failure. So, Their overall objective is to make you fail. And they start in the womb. Why? Because you have inherited. This is why I know now and understand why God gave me that deliverance tree. We lightly touched on that thing. Because we only went back, I don't know, maybe four generations, because I was just trying to show you how it works. Brothers and sisters, you know what? That Babylonian thing works through miscommunication, lack of communication, false feelings, because it is operating under a satanic discipline. Under a satanic discipline. And everything it does is false. Every way it presents itself is false. So then what it does, it causes you and whoever needs this. I ain't talking about everybody, because maybe everybody don't need it. But those of you who need it, it operates causing deliverance blockages. It blocks your freedom to prosper. It causes ridiculous, unnecessary fears, but the fears appear as real because these spirits have one purpose, just like they did in the Babylonian era, period. Under the lordship of the liar Satan. Under the lordship of kings, oppose God. These Babylonian spirits grow and feed on failure. That, what I tell you yesterday, seems to happen to somebody else. Failure repeatedly that seems to be beyond your control. You see, these Babylonian spirits decree. Listen to me very closely this morning. They decree spirits of curses. Everything come out of their mouth negative. You watch them negative people. You watch what you receive from them. Because when they open their mouth, it is spewing out negativity. And it is so clever. You see, when God was showing me this and I was looking it up, spirits of curses. In the book of Revelations, it says spirits of demons. I never could quite figure out what that meant. And I was listening to Derek Prince stuff a long time ago, and the Lord brought it back. Remember when you heard Derek Prince say, spirits of demons in the book of Revelations, and you went there to see what it was? Listen, the word curse, in actuality, is a generic word. For our purpose this morning, we're going to define the word curse like this: harming others through demonic intervention. This is that are corresponding and share a common characteristic of obtaining harm to another person by way of supernatural means through formulas, rituals, invoking demons with or without the use of particular objects. The Bible tells us time and time again, whoever devotes him or herself to these types of practices allowed themselves to become a servant of Satan through and by his or her own what actions and fault. The Bible prohibits these practices. So, curses invoke evil, and the origin of all evil is demonic. So, curses are spoken with true treachery, especially if there is a blood relationship between the one who speaks or casts them and the accursed person. Failure that seems to happen repeatedly and seems to be beyond her control. I made reference yesterday to the Catholic Church, and I made reference to what happens when you leave the Catholic Church. I hope some of you went and looked it up, because the canon law of the Catholic Church was recently changed on that matter. It used to be, in order for you to leave the Catholic Church, you had to make a formal act of defection from the church. And when you made the formal act of defection from the Catholic canon, you no longer become a Christian. Yep. It was called the de facto defectations. And it was said that you don't have a right. But if you do leave, your baptismal was made void, and everything that you had received was made void, according to the legislation of the canonical legislation. So therefore, and the ecclesiastical laws of the Catholic Church. So therefore, everybody who left the Catholic Church left under a word curse. Look it up. So what did it say? What that word curse say? You know it. You know it, especially everybody who marries outside of the Catholic Church marries into a curse. And everyone who is divorced and remarries in the Catholic Church marries into a curse. The marriage becomes a curse, rather. And there's a rupture in the bonds of communication, faith, and the sacraments. You see, when you became a Catholic, you entered into the life of grace within the church. So you must have a formal act of defection, which is a formal removal of your name from the Catholic Church membership registry. And it's a formal thing that was supposed to be done. You can't just walk away. Now, we know you can. We know that you can, and we know that most people do, without ever even knowing that there were consequences to doing that, and without ever making it legitimate or legal as far as the Catholic Church is concerned. As far as the Catholic Church is concerned, when you were conferred and went through baptismal and catechism, it was permanent. So that means when you walk away without breaking all that stuff, and as far as they are concerned, you're not a Christian. Look it up. You need to look it up. Now, we know God makes us, you know, but why have to deal with all them spirits tracking you from every candle that was burned and is burned, from every time the priest swing the incense thing? Because when you were baptized in the Catholic Church, it was counted as being baptized into Christianity. Look it up. It's kind of confusing. So the whole idea is when you left, you have to, and got saved, Did you break that curse? Did you break the power of those curses? It's just something to think about. I'm going on with the Babylonian whore. I broke that back here. I don't remember exactly when, but when I was going through all that stuff, and that Babylonian whoredom was unloosed on me, I just dealt with that spirit. If you want to study that, it's in Ezekiel chapter 23 in King James Version. But if you study it, it talks about two women that were the daughters of one mother, and they committed whoredoms in Egypt. It said they committed whoredoms in their youth. It said they bear sons and daughters. It said that the two sisters played the harlot, their whoredoms. It said God delivered the sisters, one of the sisters, into the hand of her lovers, whom she doted upon. And when her other sister saw that, she was more corrupt in her inordinate love. Well, that shouldn't surprise you, because God destroyed the earth during Noah's day because of what he said, it was so violent. And the angels cohabitated with women. The angels of God had sex with women, but they didn't only have sex with women. They had sex with fish. They had sex with birds. They had they had sex with dinosaurs. They had sex with anything they could defile. Just like it went right on down to the Babylonians. They defiled through whoredoms. And that spirit is still defiling through the spirit of whoredoms today. Not only is it defiling through the spirit of whoredoms, in verse 30 in Ezekiel says, I will do these things unto thee because thou hast gone a whoring after the heathen, and because thou art polluted with their idols. They walked in the way of the horse. One sister walked in the way of the horse, other sister. It says, you're going to be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, with the cup of astonishment and desolation. Brothers and sisters, the Babylonian spirit of whoredom is alive and well today. Verse 45 says, and the righteous men, they shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses, and after the manner of women that shed blood, because they are adulteresses and blood is in their hands. I just took the info I'd had on the Babylonian whoredom and added in here, and I added that Catholic stuff. I'm going to turn it into a PDF. But I ain't going to give it away. You send me an offer and I'll send it to you. When I gave stuff away, you didn't want it and you didn't even value it. It say the Babylonians came on the run, fornicated with her, made her dirty inside and out. And when they had thoroughly debased her, she lost interest in them. And the Bible say, then she went public with her fornication, and she exhibited her sex to the world. God say, I turned my back on her, just as I had on her sister. But that didn't slow her down. Brothers and sisters, it's about 6:54. I have to do that 8 o'clock show. You read the word for yourself and then read Ezekiel. Let God reveal it to you. You'll get it. I'm going to deal with the spirits right now. I just want to give you a little background. You see, remember I gave you a definition that we're going to use for curses? Curses invoke evil, and the origin of all evil is demonic. When curses are spoken with true treachery, especially if there's a blood relationship or any type of close relationship between the person making the curse and the person or persons whom the curse is aimed at. Brothers and sisters, look, there's a big problem. Some of you have failed because of the incredibly strong bond invoked through Babylonian whoredom. You know, there's a term called the evil eye. And the world kind of thinks it's like somebody looking at you. Now that can happen, but it doesn't come about quite like that, the way many people think and believe. You see, it is not some individual that can cause any bad or negative thing to happen to you unless they do it physically. So, I often wondered how a person could have a bad spirit of covetousness and they can come in your house and look at your plants and the plants will die. I don't care what you think about it. It happens. How? You can come around somebody and you can be blessed and be prospering. 30 days down the road, you will look at what happened and you'd be wondering, well, where did all my stuff go? Where did all my money go? What happened to me? Because there are some people so entrenched through iniquities by the spirit of Babylonian whoredoms, brothers and sisters, that the reality is, you know, the clinical world got more sense than the church. The clinical world calls them toxic people. Their very presence can make people sick. You know that old expression, you make me sick. You better stop saying that. Because there are people so poisonous, so polluted, so full of legions and legions and legions of demonic spirits by inheritance. And I'm not just talking about their mama and their daddy. Their mama and their daddy had them too. And their daddy's daddy had them too. And their daddy's daddy had them. And the cycle will just perpetually go on. It is very crazy for anybody to walk around here and think they're free of demons. It's foolish and stupid. And this is why it is so easy for an involuntary demon to transfer those evil, bad spirits on another person. So you see, the evil eye is a true spell. It is a true invocation of demon spirits upon a person because it presupposes the will of a person to render harm to a predetermined other person, all by the orchestration of demons. That's how spells work. Spells work by causing or making capable the causing of harm or destruction by supernatural means. The word spell is just the most commonly used word. You know what it, what another word is for a spell in Latin? Evil work. Evil work. A spell is something generally accomplished by making some type of evil. Usually, through the utilization of some kind of tangible sign, the will of a person to do harm to another person. And offered through Satan to be imprinted with his what? Evil powers. Known as what? Sin. Sin. Sin has the ability to manifest, attract, draw demons. Demons capable of causing harm, destruction by supernatural means. An instrument of harm. All it is, brothers and sisters. Sometimes it's done through an object, you know, putting something somewhere, using something, herbs, animal parts, whatever. But the bottom line, clothing, sex, all these things are transfer materials. That's all they are. Materials that enable demonic transfer. The transfer object unloosed to produce a binding effect upon an unknown victim. Thing that comes in contact with the targeted victim, including physical human touch, that is used to achieve evil. Evil work. Brothers and sisters, evil work by supernatural means cause failure that seems to happen to somebody repeatedly and seems to be beyond his or her control, caused by inherited Babylonian spirits, iniquities, whoredoms, rooted in sins of the fathers. Now, you can prepare, and I'm going to cast them out. And I'm going right through them. I'm just going right through them. Father God, I renounce spirits of Babylon. Get your paper towels ready. Spirits of Babylon, in the name of Jesus, I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus over every spirit prior to it coming out. I renounce every spirit that I'm going to call out by its name. You have to obey and you have to get out. God has called you to judgment. The Lord God rebukes you this morning. And I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Spirits of Babylon, go! Spirit of Babylon whore, go! Spirit of whoredoms, go! Spirits that cause failure repeatedly beyond the control of the man or woman you operating through. Failure and destruction. Go! Babylonian spirits of hate and hatred. Go! Babylonian spirits of miscommunication. Go! Babylonian spirits of lack of communication. Go! Babylonian spirits of false feelings, false friendship, because of a satanic discipline. Go! All familiar spirits manifesting and operating through Babylonian whoredom. Go, all you familiar spirits. Get out of the body of flesh. Go! All you Babylonian spirits that have been fighting against the promises of God. The Lord God rebuke you. you this morning. And I command you, go right now. Unclean spirits, implanted and embedded, imprinted on the soul. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. I rebuke you this morning. Go! Get out of those bodies of flesh operating against the promises of God. Go! In the name of Jesus. Every Babylonian spirit of whoredom, antichrist in nature, go! Get out! Get out this morning! Every Babylonian spirit inhabiting the body of flesh against the inheritances and the goodness of God. Babylonian spirits of perversion inhabiting the body of flesh against the predetermined plan, destiny, and purpose of God. Go! Get out right now. Get out! Spirit of lewdness, go! Spirit of defilement, go! Spirit of a slut, go! Spirits of crime against the body of Christ, go! Spirits of wrong and wrongdoing, go! Babylonian impropriety, go! Spirits of dishonesty, fueled and fed by Babylonian whoredoms. Spirits of improper language, implanted by Babylonian whoredoms. Go! Spirits of improper behavior, inherited Babylonian behavior. Go! Spirits of improper character that cause corruption because of Babylonian inheritance. Get out of that body. Go! Babylonian infringement. Go! Babylonian misdeeds. Go! Babylonian offenses of unlawful social or moral acts. Go! Babylonian offense. Get out! Babylonian law breaking. Go! Babylonian fault finding through ignorance and stupidity. Go! A Babylonian infringement causing people to have a seared conscience. I break your power this morning. Go in the name of Jesus. Babylonian spirits of contravention. Go! Babylonian spirits of defiance, violation, and disobedience. The Lord God rebuke you this one. Go! Spirits operating through, in, by, or behind any and all Babylonian curses. I break your power this morning. I destroy your stronghold this morning. Go! I apply the blood of Jesus of every Babylonian goal to arrest the soul of any living man, woman, or child. Go! Babylonian lying spirits. Go! Babylonian will worship. Go! Loose that will. Let that will go this morning. Go! I break the power of every iniquitous, counterfeit, self-will spirit. Go! Get out! The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Babylonian whoredom that has caused improper spirit of a child and childishness, causing adults not to want to leave growing up. Get out! Every spirit of Babylon and Babylonian whoredoms that is called mental, that has caused mental blockages, mind learning disabilities brought on by the spirit of Babylonian whoredoms. I break your power this morning off this generation, and Father God, break it off their children. Lord God, break it off their children. Babylonian whoredom spirits that cause a blockage called fear of learning. Go! Babylonian whoredoms that cause blockage of disabilities. Go! Babylonian whoredoms working with the deaf and dumb demon, causing people to be slow to hear, slow to read, slow to comprehend, through a demon called dyslexia. Get out, this one. Babylonian whoredom, operating through a demon called dyscria, causing an inability to write, dyscalculia, causing an inability to learn mathematics and understand through mental blocks, fears, insecurities, and social problems caused by the spirit of Babylon. Go! Let those children go. Get out! Babylonian spirits causing blocked learning and confusion, causing motor and other perceptual deficits. Get out! Get out of the memory. Get out of the attention span. And I bind your chief number one demon called schizophrenia. The Lord God rebuke you, you Babylonian whore. I rebuke schizophrenia this morning. I rebuke every transferring spirit of schizophrenia. Go! Get out! In the name of Jesus. You see, brothers and sisters, this spirit of Babylonian whoredom can work and does work through prenatal rejection, causing the kids to grow into adults that still have tantrums, fits, and selfish, childish behaviors. I break your power this morning, and I command you to go. Go! Get out! The Lord God rebuke you, causing laziness, lack of control of the children by the parents. It is you, you Babylonian devil. Get out the emotions. Loose the emotions. Loose this devilish desire that they got to control and have dominion when they out of control. Go! Get out this morning. Get out! I command you. Come up and get out in the name of Jesus. That Babylonian whore that caused double-mindedness, wavering, rebellion, put out so much rejection that rejection becomes apparent. I break your power this morning. You are the root and the seed of destabilizing children. I break that spirit that you unloose. Call Leviathan, that retards spiritual growth and development, that causes the impairment of a person's senses, their ability to judge, causes them to have a misunderstanding of the good and the true, causes them to accept everything false because you are a whore. Get out. That demon you unloose, you Babylonian whore, the devourer, whose sole purpose is to eat away the time on earth of God's people to be with the Lord and in His Word, eats away at time. Go this morning. Go. I break the power of your spiritual schizophrenia, causing people to be uncertain concerning God's voice and His will. Get out! You whore, all of your supporting spirits causing addictive behavior, causing demons, causing unnecessary, ungodly dependence. Let God's people go this morning in the name of Jesus. I break the power of your Babylonian horse, spirits of sexual immorality, abortion, and seducing spirits. I break your power to bust up another marriage through adultery, fornication, uncleanness, and incest. Get out and take your supporting spirits with you. In the name of Jesus, you Babylonian whore, power, this morning in the name of Jesus, all of you spirits, I thank you, Father, for legions of angels that abandon them to the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Every Babylonian spirit of whoredom that has unloosed demons of drunkenness, lust, burning passions of degradation, licentiousness, cruelty, murder, rage, seething anger, verbal, physical, social, and financial abuse. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. I bind and rebuke every retaliatory spirit. In the name of Jesus, go, malice, slander, gossip. I bind you, demons that are affecting the body. I break your power off the central nervous system. I break your power off the stomach. In the name of Jesus, I break your power off of physical illness and infirmity. I break your power off the liver. I break the power of Babylonian whoredom, of demons affecting your mind. Anxiety! Go! Paranoia! Go! Blurred mind, demonic fog! Go! Go right now! Deep hurt! Inherited through Babylonian sin, unloosing hopelessness, hatred of others, and the inability to give or receive love freely. The Lord God rebuke you this morning. Go! defeatism cause any impairment of judgment, shame, condemnation, inability to sustain joy, inability to live because you are pressured by those demons you inherited from Babylonian whoredoms. We break your power this morning. We destroy your ability from the iniquities and whoredoms rooted in the sins of the fathers, resting on workers, bosses, teachers, employers. Get this morning. Every Babylonian spirit unloose to a tormented childhood. Go! Every Babylonian spirit unloose through Roman Catholicism, Catholic baptism, prayer to the dead, dedication to the priesthood or none, the spirit from the one true church, which is a lie. Go! Every spirit unloose from Babylonian whoredoms, from the one holy priesthood, the Holy Eucharist, adoration of the host. Go! 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 We break every curse that was unloosed from leaving the Catholic Church. Go! We break authority of the Pope. Go! Off your life. In the name of Jesus. The fear. From the fear of purgatory and the fear of hell. We receive the fear of the Lord. That causes us to turn from sin. Not because we're guilty and under condemnation. And mind control. Go! 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 Power of every queen spirit and the worshiping of idols. Go! In the name of Jesus. We break the power of spiritual blindness, spiritual deafness. In the name of Jesus. On and maintain and enact it through the Babylonian spirits of whoredom. Go! Get out! Get out! In the name of Jesus, we break the power of failure. Repeated failure. And lack of control. Idol worship. Go! In the name of Jesus, we break the power of all Babylonian spirits go that cause impoverishment, failure. The Lord God rebuke you. The Lord God rebuke you. I bind all you spirits right now. And I ask you, Father God, for angelic assistance. Take them to the pit and seal it up until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, this morning, the Bible says, for God's words, are life and health to all your flesh. God's words are health for your entire body. God's words are health to all your being. God's words mean real life. They mean the radiant life. Radiant health. God told Job, and he did it. He said, his flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and he shall return to the days of his youth. Ezekiel 37, verse 6. And I will bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin. What does it say, brothers and sisters? And ye shall live. Not just live, but live according to the abundance of God. Why? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 11. So that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in your mortal flesh. Daniel 1 and 15 says the Hebrew children were fairer and fatter in flesh. Jeremiah 32, verse 27 says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? God says to you this morning, I'm cleansing your blood. Now, when he sees you polluted, and he saw you polluted in your own blood, God is telling you this morning, live. Lift your hands up to God. Father God, every area that's been emptied out, fill them. Fill them this morning. Fill them with fresh oil. Cleanse their blood. Though their sins were as scarlet. Thank you this morning. You have made them whiter than snow. You are healing their flesh this morning. From every hidden work that was worked against them. Those spirits have been contained and they're bound. And they cannot come back. Brothers and sisters, the door shut. This Sister Erica, thank you for praying with me this morning. It's a new day. I'm telling you, walk in the newness of life. I got to get ready to go on Omega Man Radio. I see some of you over there. But I can tell you what. My soul doth magnify the Lord my God this morning. And I pray in Jesus' name that your soul, hallelujah, has been made free. And your flesh this morning has been made free. Because Babylonian spirits is spiritual inheritance in the flesh. See you tomorrow on the TED Line.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go. Come on. Come on, Captain Jehovah.
And this morning, your flesh was delivered too. See ya.
Come on, everybody, get your feet happy. Let's go.